Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition and the first edition of the Franchising 101 podcast for 2024. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of FranCoach and your podcast host. Today, this is going to be a first. We are going to have kind of a series of guests, all pre-recorded. I have not even seen what the heck is about to come, which is a little scary, but in 2023, for us at FranCoach, we saw massive growth amongst our team. We started the year with there was myself and one other coach on our team, and we had three support staff. We ended the year with six coaches and six support staff. We've got two more coaches that are literally starting like today, basically when this drops, and we've added two more support people as well. 2023, we saw from that growth, nearly 60 of our clients that we worked with became franchise owners, and they are owning almost 100 units around the country. I think it's 18 different states. We're kind of all over the place with our growth with this. So super excited for that. But one of the things we wanted to do, and I really kind of hoped we were going to have our new redesigned FranCoach website done by today, but yeah, that didn't quite work out, but we're close. But one of the things you're going to see on there are these videos. So we took the time to kind of do just short little interviews with each of our coaches, myself included, to just kind of get to know about them a little bit and kind of why they are here. I think the why is so important in this entire journey. Why do we do what we do the way we do it? Why do you listen to this podcast? Why do you end up talking to us and becoming a franchise owner? So it is 5 minutes-ish with each of our coaches. Our director of operations, Quinn, is an absolute rock star. So she is kind of recording all these. She's asking the questions, and literally, I don't have no clue what this is going to look like. I mean, I have a little clue, but I'm super excited to kind of let you get to know more about the team here at FranCoach. Again, we've got two more coming on. We'll have to do another one with them here in a little bit. And we've got some exciting segments coming off right off the bat for you this month to really kick off a lot of new things that we've got going on at FranCoach. So for now, hope you guys had a fantastic holiday, an amazing new year, and you're ready to kind of create your better tomorrow. Get a chance now to sit back and listen and learn about the FranCoach team. Take a listen.
All right, Katie, I am so glad that we get to chat today. The first question that I wanted to ask you is kind of a classic. How did you get into franchising?
So I got into franchising by accident. I think most people got here by accident. So I was actually looking at franchises, and I met a wonderful woman who told me about this side of the franchise world, and I was very intrigued. And when I learned more, I realized this is definitely something that I want to do, but I had no intention, nor did I know this was even a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So what were you kind of doing before you got into franchising, and how does that help you now as a franchise coach?
Sure. So my background is in special events. So I did everything from event production, wedding planning, corporate catering. It's definitely the same thing. I'm naturally a connector. And, you know, I was working with clients, whether it be a wedding or a corporate event, and I, you know, got to know them and their vision, and I got to make that vision happen. And I get to do that with my clients here. So it was a totally different industry, but a very natural transition.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes a ton of sense. So speaking of clients, what is your favorite part of working with clients?
I love getting to know them. I am very relational, so I love to really get to know my clients on a deep level. The more I know them, the better I can help them. Totally. And then it's when I present the franchises, that's always fun. There's some oohs and ahs and huh. and then as the weeks proceed, some of those oohs and ahs turn into huhs, and the huhs like, whoa, this is it. So right. Once we start getting to know them more, they start getting to know the brands better. I guess the whole thing is my favorite, but you know, just to see them kind of grow and learn about each franchise and decide which one ultimately is going to be the best for their family.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that, Katie. That's such a great answer. And then why should someone who is considering owning a franchise come and work with us at FranCoach?
Because we take care of all the dirty work. I call it the Google franchise rabbit hole. Some clients have done this before they get to us. They start researching, they find all this stuff they think might be a good fit. Right. They spend a couple weeks getting to know these brands, come to find out it's not a good fit. We find that fit right off the bat through getting to know them. So we save them a lot of time, a lot of late nights on Google, on their phone. We take care of all the dirty work.
Absolutely. And that Google franchise rabbit hole is so real.
Yes, it's so real.
And then finally, what nugget of advice do you have for soon-to-be franchise owners like your clients?
Stay open-minded, really focus on who you are as a business owner or what you'll be as a business owner. People get caught up in the industry big time, and that's not the way to do it. We start behind the scenes. Focus on what you want in a business. What's your dream scenario? That's what we're focusing on, and that's what's going to get you that perfect match.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome, Katie. Those answers are fantastic. And as I said before, I have a just for fun question, actually two of them. So the first thing I wanted to ask you just for fun is about your brush with fame. So who is the most famous person you have ever met and how did you meet them? We're going to need the story.
Oh gosh, I need to figure this one out. There's been a lot actually. I love music every genre of music. And I have jumped on stage, nothing crazy, but with several bands and several groups.
Amazing.
From Ghostface Killah, Wu-Tang Clan to Green Jello. So,
Katie, you're a legend.
Yeah, kind of. So that's there's several bands in between, but those were the two extremes. That's my story.
That's amazing. It's incredible. And then finally, this is a good one, FranCoach specific. So which FranCoacher would you like to trade hair with?
Two extremes. Okay. All right. Tim, because he doesn't have to deal with all this.
It's true.
And then Luke, Luke, because he has a beautiful head of hair and it's thick and it's much thicker than mine. So I would love to have that problem. Either all or nothing for me.
Amazing. That's a great answer. And Katie, I'll have you know that Luke chose you. So you guys can just go ahead and switch.
Shocker.
Incredible. All right, Krista, I'm so happy that we get to chat today. And the first question that I have for you is kind of a classic one. How did you get into franchising?
Yeah, I actually was recruited to a firm to help build out their franchise sales team. So I started entry level. We started with a team of six, built it to over 72 in under 5 years, and went from 30 locations to 1,500. And it was a fun time. I got to oversee everything west of Texas, helped me open over 30 states for that franchise. So that's how I got into it. And I kind of just fell in love with the world of franchising from there.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you definitely have some experience kind of on the other side of the franchising equation. How do you feel that your past experience helps you now as a franchise coach?
So having been on the franchisor side, I know where they're coming from and approaching things. I understand franchising as a whole. I also owned a franchise with that company. So I've been a franchise owner, semi-absentee, full-time. I've seen it all in franchising. Yeah. And what I loved about becoming a coach is I'm not representing a company, I'm representing the person. Mm-hmm. When you're on the franchisor side, if someone's not a fit for that business, it's kind of like, good luck, I'm sorry. Whereas a consultant, it's like, hey, we'll find the right one. Let's find the perfect match. And we know all the questions we need to ask to make sure we get there. And I've been in their shoes. I very intimately understand how you're feeling as you're going through the process. So I've done it myself. And it's
right. A
big leap to take on yourself and open a business. So, but I think it's one of the best ways to get into business for yourself. So I'm a huge advocate for it. I just love being on this side of it, helping people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. So talking about clients, what would you say your favorite part about working with clients is?
Ooh, I love meeting people and kind of hearing where they're coming from, what their goals are. Every day, everyone's unique. So it's really fun working with unique individuals every day. It's never the same. We have a formula for helping you find the right one, but it's never actually the same day, which I love. My favorite thing though is when we're kind of at the end, we've compared three or four really good options and the client comes out of Discover Day going, wow, this one's definitely the one, literally no questions asked. It makes so much sense. And that's probably the best feeling in the world, because I didn't get to do that before, where it's like, wow, we compared so many things side by side and truly found the best one. That's an amazing feeling. And then helping them get across that finish line of, I'm really going to do this. I mean, that's just the most rewarding part of all of this, is helping people actually get into business. So
yeah, that's incredible. I think a lot of people have that kind of aha moment, which is really cool.
Yeah.
The next question I wanted to ask, why should someone who is considering owning a franchise work with FranCoach?
I'm like a picture perfect example of that. You don't know what you don't know. And what's out there. There are thousands of franchises in the US in over 70 industries. It is impossible to know them all, know what they're offering, actually know what your day-to-day will be. Everything can be a shiny object. That doesn't mean that's the shiny object for you. Mm-hmm. And there's no way you on the outside can actually find out all of that information. Mm-hmm. You would have to go do all the legwork we do, which would be hundreds and hundreds of hours of due diligence, even just on 10 brands. So it's extremely limiting to try to find these things yourself. And I didn't know this world existed. Like, I was working for one company. I only knew that industry and I knew those franchises. I knew McDonald's existed. I didn't everyone look at McDonald's. It was way too expensive. Mm-hmm. But you kind of go to these big names and you literally don't know what's out there. So the reason I even found this is I was wanting to get into a new business, diversify my portfolio, and I worked with a consultant who really opened my eyes to what was out there.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, with your experience, you could genuinely do what I do. And not a lot of people have your background to make it so easy for someone. Like, you really understand franchising. So I kind of end my own lesson in this. Work with a consultant. It was the best thing I ever did. And I found the right thing for me. And it was not any of the franchises I looked at initially. So it's a great process and it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. That's awesome. I love that answer. And then finally, what nugget of advice do you have for soon to be franchise owners like your clients?
Absolutely. So my biggest thing is learn from others so you don't make the same mistakes. Why make mistakes someone else already did, which is part of franchising too. They've already learned all their mistakes, learn from them. So my biggest thing is, once you've executed the agreement and you're getting ready to launch your business, go find the top five performers in that brand, become their best friend, and ask them, what do you do now that you didn't do before that you wish you had done? Yeah. You will go down the learning curve so much faster because you're utilizing other people's experience and knowledge to not go through the same mishaps. Okay. You're still a business owner. You're going through a learning curve. You're going to make mistakes, but use your resources and take that initiative. They were in your shoes too, and everybody wants to win in business and in being franchisees together. So take advantage of that. That's the biggest thing to me, that if you could talk to all five weekly before you launch, you're gonna rock and roll and you'll do so much better than you.
That's awesome. I love that piece of advice. And I sincerely hope that everybody who's watching this takes that piece of advice.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, seriously. Well, Krista, those are my questions about franchising and about FranCoach. I do have a couple just for fun questions to give a little behind the scenes.
Of course.
Glimpse at life of Krista. So first of all, we want to know about your brush with fame. So tell me about the most famous person you've ever met. And of course, we're going to need the story behind it.
Yeah. So I grew up in LA. Mm-hmm. So I worked at In-N-Out Burger in high school. Quite a few famous people would come through the drive-thru. Mm-hmm. Biggest one everyone would know at the time was John Mayer. And I only want to say great things about him. That was not the meeting I expected. Very different in person than watching him in concert. Mm-hmm. But he loves our cheeseburgers. He put the messiest picture of himself with a cheeseburger in my In-N-Out drive-thru line on Instagram. Like, it doesn't make it look good, but that's cool. so it was fun running into him. And then probably my other favorite was Regina King. She went through the drive-thru also, and she had her nephews in the back. And she was turning around, like, disciplining them because they were acting up the way I would. as an AM. So I was cracking up. I was like, oh, you know those pages in Us Weekly where they're like stars, they're just like us. I was like, oh my gosh, aren't I have the same like AM voice? Like telling you to knock it off.
They really are just like us.
Yeah, ran into quite a few people. They would sign my hat, things like that. So it was a good time.
That is really cool. I sincerely hope you still have that hat.
Yes, yes. And then, gosh, I was 8 and we were at a hotel with my grandparents and Mike Myers was there and I didn't know who he was. I was too young to know Austin Powers or anything like that. We swam with the guy for like 2 hours, having a blast. And then we got out of the pool. My grandparents were like, Mike Myers is really nice. And then I saw Austin Powers like 4 years later and I'm like, oh my gosh. I got out of the pool with that guy, like with my siblings for hours. We had no idea. And he was just
on vacation.
Yeah.
Chrissy, you have a good track record of meeting famous.
I know.
We spend more time around you.
Yeah, just because I grew up there. That's all. LA just kind of happens.
That's fantastic. I have one final question for you, and it is brand coach specific. So, which brand coacher would you like to switch hair with?
This is going to sound so weird, but Luke has a full head of hair.
He really does.
Thick and lush. So if I was going to give up my thick, full head of hair, I'd probably trade it for his.
Fair enough.
But yeah, or actually yours. You have a good head of hair too. Gonna avoid Tim and everyone else because they told me about their hair situations. It's weird. That's where to go with. Yeah.
I love it. So are you taking, just to clarify, you're taking just Luke's hair or are you also getting his full beard?
No, we're doing just the hair.
Just the hair.
So I just, yeah, it grows in thick. He's not, you know, no balding anywhere, nothing crazy. He's got thick hair. It's what I work with. I'd be used to it. I don't know what to do with thing out hair that's not really working. That'd be confusing to me. So I would take his.
No, I hear that. Luke has a great head of hair.
Yeah.
Awesome, Krista. Well, this was such a great conversation. Thanks for chatting with me.
Hey everyone, I want to take a moment to spotlight one of our premier franchise partners, Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, or OLP. OLP is an exciting opportunity under the Empower Brands umbrella. It excels at giving owners a leg up in a niche market as they specialize in the design, installation, and service for landscape and architectural lighting systems. With services for residential and commercial customers, OLP reaches a wide range of consumers. And they've even expanded its client base by adding holiday lighting to its suite of services. OLP is the largest exterior lighting franchise in North America, and their franchisees love the opportunity to build a business that has multiple revenue streams and allows them to create lasting customer relationships. An OLP owner won't be spending their day installing lights. No, what you're going to be doing as an OLP owner is you're going to be in a leadership role, going to be building your team, consulting with your customers, and creating great relationships in the community. Sounds pretty amazing, right? Well, if you'd like to learn more about how OLP could be your perfect match, reach out to us today so we can help you create your better tomorrow.
Lisa, I am so glad you're here and I'm so glad that we get to chat today. The first question that I want to ask you is a pretty classic one. How did you get into franchising?
So I met a wonderful woman who you might know named Katie Lepper. We worked together a few years ago, like 6 years ago, in catering and events. We've stayed in touch. She was kind of like, when I was looking for a job, come meet Tim. Met Tim for some reason. He took a chance on me and here I am.
That's amazing. I love it. So you said that you worked in the special events kind of space before. How does your past experience help you now as a franchise coach?
Yeah. Special events and hospitality, like restaurant management. And that helped me really, you know, be able to speak to people, like literally anybody, strangers. Like, we know we're here for, you know, the same reason, and just being able to dive into it, kind of understand people really well also. I think all of that helped.
Yeah, definitely. Those kind of communication, relationship building skills.
Yeah, totally.
And speaking of connecting with people, what is your favorite aspect of working with your clients here at FranCoach?
That's probably a big part of it. Like, so many people have such amazing like life stories that you kind of get to get a little bit of a glimpse of when you work with them. And then in a way you get to be like an extension of that, kind of helping them go to, you know, the next thing or phase in their life. So I think that's my favorite part.
Yeah, definitely. I hear that. So why should somebody who is considering owning a franchise come and work with us at Francoach?
That's a great question. You know, it's hard out there. So I think just having someone to kind of be your friend through this, whether it's just like a sounding board for when you're having a moment, or, you know, someone who has experience to be able to navigate you through this world, which is huge. And there's a lot to it. And, you know, not all franchises are created equal. So we're kind of here to help vet that out.
Absolutely. Kind of be that trusted guide and partner throughout the process. What nugget of advice do you have for soon to be franchise owners like your clients?
Yeah, that's a good question. So much, honestly. I think if you're like preliminary in the process, making sure you're doing your due diligence and just gathering all of the information. I think people are quick to make decisions based off of their own lifestyle and spending habits without really understanding, you know, what's out there. And then I think once you are a franchisee, just follow the process. Mm-hmm. That's, I think, the biggest thing once you're in there.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that follow the plan is so important for success. Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome, Lisa. Well, thank you so much for sharing those insights with us. I have a couple of just for fun questions for you. Give people a little behind the scenes. So my first one that we would like to know is, tell us about your brush with fame. So who is the most famous person that you've ever met or encountered? And of course, we're going to want to hear the story.
Of course. Good, tough one. Actually. So while working in a restaurant, obviously you get to meet lots of people. So besides like sports players and all of that, I was able to meet the gentleman from American Pie. Gosh, like the main character's name, I cannot remember whatsoever, but it was team service. So we all kind of got a chance to like literally wait on him. So that was fun. I mean, nothing. You know, you got to be cool when you're at a restaurant. No real great interaction, but he was there. We brought him food and drink.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's more than I can say. I have never brought food and drink to a famous person. I wish that I had.
Yeah, it's fun sometimes.
I believe it. Awesome. Yeah. And I have one final question for you. And this one is Francoach related. So it's important, Lisa. It's a lot riding on this answer.
So much pressure.
Which Francoacher would you switch hair with?
Ooh, that's a tough one and an easy one, I guess. I think I'm going to go with Krista, probably. Ooh.
Yeah,
she had the really long hair. She cut it all off, but I have a feeling it's going to be long in like 2 months again. So it's definitely not Tim. So how about that? That's who I don't want to change hair with. Sorry, Tim.
Sorry, Tim.
Yeah.
That's good. I love that one. Awesome, Lisa. Well, thank you so much for sharing your perspective with us. I really appreciated hearing it. Right, Luke. Well, I'm so happy that we get to chat today. And the first question that I wanted to ask you is, how did you get into franchising? Kind of a classic.
Yeah, classic question for me. I think the best answer is nepotism. I ask that question to candidates all the time. You know, why are they doing what they're doing? I have an art degree, which means I wasn't going to do anything with that, you know, not in the real world. So I had always been entrepreneurial. I had been actually my first job in franchising was in Chicago. I had decided to move to Chicago and I needed something that would cover my living expenses. So I went to Chicago and worked for a franchisee with a commercial cleaning place. Then ended up moving back home, getting involved with some other small businesses. And I found myself looking for what was my next new adventure going to be. And my uncle, of all things, my uncle was involved with a window cleaning franchise here in St. Louis. And he said, come talk to us. And I very distinctly remember saying thanks, but no thanks. Because I thought I knew everything that I needed to know about franchising. But man, was I wrong. So I started with a company called Fish Window Cleaning back in the regular world of franchising. And since then, I kind of became a student of franchising. And, you know, that all led me to where we are here today.
That's awesome. So it sounds like you have been in the franchising world for a while. How would you say that your past experience helps you now as a franchise coach?
Yeah, so I have been involved with, I guess, over the course of coming up on 15 years now, I have been on, was working on the side of working with franchisors. So on their franchise development side, on their leadership teams. And I very distinctly know what it is that these franchises are looking for. And I also know how attractive that shiny new thing that those franchises offer, how attractive that can be to a candidate. I think the thing that I try to do is I try and look beyond the shiny thing and let's look at what is your life as an owner going to be? Because I always like to tell candidates that honeymoon phase is going to wear off. So that shiny, attractive widget that your franchise is offering in about 2 years will no longer be exciting to you. So we need to make sure that you're in a business that suits the needs of you and your family. So I like to look at it from an owner's perspective first, and then let's look at what it is that the franchise offers to the customers.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes a ton of sense. And speaking of clients, what is your favorite part of working with clients?
Oh, I just love talking to people. you know, it's life's too short to get stuck in the same conversations that you're going to have over and over. So I love finding new people that have different needs. I just love hearing other people's stories. So that's really the thing that drives me to figure out where we can place them in something that's going to take them and their families to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. So why should someone who is considering owning a franchise work with us at FranCoach?
I think it's just the expertise. Mm-hmm. You know, really what it boils down to is there are a tremendous amount of wonderful franchises that are out there. And this can be the scariest thing ever because everybody has that fear of missing out on what the next new opportunity is. And sometimes the next new opportunity isn't anything you ever would have expected.
Totally.
So, you know, again, rely on us for the experiences that we have. Rely on us for as a team where we share information back and forth with each other. So there are experiences that I have that some of the other coaches haven't had and vice versa. Having that collective insight on what's happening in the world of franchising, I think is something that is second to none. And again, I go back to that owner's experience. You know, yeah. We focus on not the widget, but we focus on getting people into the best ownership model for them.
Absolutely. Definitely. That's perfect. And then if you could give one piece of advice for soon to be franchise owners, what would you tell them?
Have fun with it. You know, this is at the beginning stages of looking at a franchise. Mm-hmm. I always say, let's be self-centered. And I know self-centered isn't a word that everybody like, you know, that's not the light that when my mom told me I was self-centered, that was a terrible thing. You know, but this is the time to be self-centered. You have worked for many, many years working for someone else, building their dream. Mm-hmm. Now is the time for you to be self-centered and to be uncompromising. As we start to go through the process and look at all these different brands and different opportunities, then we can start to compromise. But initially, as you go through the process, let's be self-centered. Let's be specific about what it is that you want. And who knows? You know, there may be some wonderful opportunities out there that check all the boxes for you, but you may not ever have dreamt that that was going to be the thing that was going to be what your business did. You know, there's a lot of people that are cleaning houses or cleaning windows or fixing garage doors that never anticipated that would be where their life was, but the business has done some really wonderful things for them and their family.
Absolutely. That's so true. And I think that's such a common experience. That's awesome, Luke. Those are my serious questions for you.
All right.
And I do have a couple just for fun questions.
Okay.
My first one is brush with fame. We would like to hear about the most famous person that you've ever met and, of course, the story behind that.
I guess my favorite story that of a celebrity, mm-hmm. If you will, When I was in college, I worked at a music venue in St. Louis, and George Clinton from Parliament and P-Funk All-Stars and all that other stuff was playing at our venue, and the nightclub guy told me I needed to go pick up something from the hotel. I didn't realize it was George Clinton, so here I am in my grandma's Oldsmobile picking up George Clinton to take him to the concert venue. And I asked him if he would sign something, and little did I know he would whip out a Sharpie and sign the headliner of my grandmother's car. So I guess that's my favorite brush with fame. So
that's amazing. I love that. I love a good signing something random story.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And I have just one more for you.
Sure.
Is Fran Coach specific. Which Fran Coacher would you want to switch hair with?
That's not fair for Tim.
I know. He's totally at a disadvantage.
I mean, we're like on a short list. I guess Katie? I don't know.
It's a good answer. Katie has great hair.
Yeah. I'll take Katie.
Yeah. I think you could pull it off.
Yeah. The beard and Katie's hair would be awesome.
Totally. I would like to see that.
Full facial hair and all that hair? Because I would love to see who gets my hair.
Yeah, me too. awesome. Well, thank you so much, Luke.
Hey, everyone. I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more.
All right, Casey, I'm so excited that we get to chat today. And the first thing that I wanted to ask you is, how did you get into franchising?
Oh, wow. So having been a career coach for a very long time, and I was working in academics, you always say it's the power of your network. And so it was someone within my network, a former college grad that we had worked together, brought me into franchising for a potential job. And thankfully, the leadership there at that organization took a chance with me. And so I landed on the franchisor side. So I spent close to 2 years working for a franchisor on the leadership team and learned a lot during that time, even became a franchise owner. So I tell people when I'm giving them my journey that I tripped and fell, had no intentions, it just happened, but it's been one of the best trip and falls that I've ever made.
That's awesome. I love that trip and fall. So how would you say that your past experience helps you now as a franchise coach?
Yeah, so I've done my stint in the corporate space in sales and marketing. Like I mentioned, I work in the world of academics for almost a decade. But toward the end of that time, I spent 5 years as a career coach working with MBA students. And so a lot of that, I found a passion and a love for helping people find kind of their goals and aspirations. And through that, it really made me think about what's my purpose. How do you find that career that really gives back and lets you live your life that you want? So transitioned that into an experience within franchising and being a franchise owner. I decided to marry all of those skills together, that corporate experience, that career coaching, so that I can really help people on that journey to find a business of their dream so that they can live the life they want.
That's amazing, Casey. I love that. So what would you say that your favorite part of working with clients is?
Ooh, wow. I really think it's that aha moment where they are really, you're navigating a journey that you probably haven't done before. You have no idea what's out there because there's so many opportunities within franchising. And so part of that role and getting to know them and find franchises that fit them is huge. So when they get excited after that first call or two about the opportunity and they're allowed to align with their why, like that is what I love about this job. You see their excitement, you hear their excitement, and really you're just helping make sure that that stays throughout the course. And that's when you know they're making a really good decision and you're supporting that for them.
Absolutely. That sounds very gratifying.
Very much so.
So for somebody who is considering owning a franchise, why would you suggest that they work with FranCoach?
Oh, yes. Well, one, we're awesome. So, but really, I kind of found FranCoach again through my network. And it really does feel like a family. Like we are all experienced within franchising, but then our founder and leader really has a beautifully designed process where we can really help people take step by step, hold their hands so that they feel confident throughout the entire journey. And so being a part of that one family where we all are kind of experts in our own right, but we can all work together to make sure that we're helping our clients really find the fit. I'll probably say that a couple times today, but I think that's part of FranCoach, like
experts,
and we really are here to hold your hand and help you along the way.
Absolutely. Now, as you're at FranCoach and you're working with a bunch of clients and helping people find their why, find the perfect business for them, what advice do you have for soon-to-be franchise owners like your clients?
Oh, yeah. So I think there's a couple things. Someone said this to me one time, and it really is kind of a foundation. A lot of folks say, hey, show me a franchise that has the most profit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you'll hear me say fit finds money. And that's part of it, right? The business has to fit you and who you are, who you want to work with, who do you want to have on your team? What's that day in the life? I say it's the get out of bed test. So if you find the right fit, and that's done well, you'll find money. And so I think that's a real big piece that I tell folks, that you're going to be successful if you have the drive and you have the right fit. But also for those new owners, business isn't easy. And so to always go back to your why. Why did you want to get into business for yourself? Why was franchising there? And a lot of folks say, they don't want to work in the corporate space anymore. They want to be tied to their own goals. They want to be in charge of their own outcomes. And so really just always go back to that why. When you start getting in there and it starts getting grindy and meaty and, it's kind of crazy, but you'll be successful if you keep going back to that purpose.
Absolutely. That's excellent advice, Casey. And I hope that every single person who watches this takes that advice.
Hope so too.
Now, just to give people who are watching a little peek into behind the scenes, Casey, I do have a fun little question for you that has nothing to do with franchising. Casey, I want to ask you about your brush with fame. Who is the most famous person you have ever met? And of course, we're going to need to hear the story behind it.
Well, I will tell you a funny story. I was young. I went to a concert one time. Mm-hmm. And it was Tim McGraw, and my friend and I had seats, and our other friends were sitting up in the lawn, and we just mm-hmm. so happened before he came on, we were like, let's go into the lawn, meet with our friends. And on our way back, Tim McGraw was coming down like the middle section to go on stage. And I remember thinking, like, when you see people on TV and they see these like stars and they start crying and acting mm-hmm. a fool. Well, I was that person and never thought I would. And so I'm like clamoring over security guards to like try and touch Tim McGraw because he was right there. And we get back to our seats, which I did get to touch him. So like, but get back to our seats and I'm like crying like a schoolgirl of like, anyway, I didn't get to have a conversation with him, but yes, I was that psycho fan that thought that, he didn't exist in real life, but I got to touch him and he does exist in real life. And I think that's the funniest thing I can come up with right now in the moment.
That's amazing. So how long did it take for you to wash that hand again that you touched Tim McGraw with?
You know, I don't know. I think I moved past it, but at the same time, still to this day, I was like, wow, I really acted a fool. But you just never know. The emotions hit you in the moment, and you're just like, oh, there they are.
That's incredible. Well, I'm lucky to know someone who has touched Tim McGraw. That's perfect, Casey. And then I just have one more for you just for fun. But I would like to know from you, which Fran coacher would you most like to trade hair with?
Okay, so it definitely will not be Tim. I'm trying to keep as much hair as I have here. You know, I'm going to have to go with Katie. Like, I actually just love, she's got like, I love her curls.
Katie has great hair. So yeah. If you just watched this video, you should go over and watch Katie's video so that you can see what we're talking about.
I love it. I love it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Casey. I really appreciate it. All right, Tim, I'm so happy that we get to chat today. The first question that I wanted to ask you, it's kind of a classic. How did you get into franchising?
Well, Quinn, thanks for asking. So probably no different than a lot of people. And I just will use the phrase dumb luck. I didn't know the first dang thing about franchising and was in my last corporate job, ended in just a spectacular disaster. No fault of my own, but just people did stuff they weren't supposed to do, and the office was kind of closing down. Like it was a bad deal, and I was also kind of in a personal transition of trying to figure out like how to co-parent a little kiddo, and so I was trying to figure out what was next and looking at jobs, and I hated working for people, and just ran across this thing called hey, it could be like a franchise person or something, and kind of stuck my toe in the water, really like kind of out of desperation, but I'm like, I can talk to people and I can, you know, like my brain works like a teacher and a coach. I'm like, I'm sure I can do this. Was scared to death and got started that way. And so really it just was accidental desperation. And here we are like, you know, 9-10 years later, and it's been just the best dang thing I've ever done.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. A decade later, that's pretty incredible. So how would you say that your past experience and what you were doing before FranCoach helps you now working with clients as a franchise coach?
Well, I think I go way back to like kind of my original career and pathway was I was a teacher, I was a coach, and I was an athlete prior to that all the way through college. And so my brain works that way. Is the education, you know, teach you, coach you, guide you along the way. My brain works like that. That's like, people will talk a lot of times about like, oh, I have a passion for, you know, pets or whatever. But when you really start digging in there, like what is their passion? And mine is that being able to kind of help people, teach people, coach people along, right? And so, and then even my corporate world kind of had similar type of things when I was doing just the, you know, that kind of awful corporate grind stuff. So it just kind of naturally flowed into this, and especially with franchising, is people don't know the first dang thing about it, right? And so it's being able to kind of help them with that. So I think that's where, in some ways, just my whole life kind of like serendipitously like launched right into this and was kind of made for this. And it's just been, again, it's all accidental. But I love a good dumb luck thing, because it's usually when we just get out of our own way, the right pathway will just kind of present itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of just converge and fall into place in the place that you're supposed to be. I totally agree. Speaking of clients though, Tim, what is your favorite part of working with clients?
We're really fortunate in what we do. Like I talk to smart, successful people all day with just these amazingly diverse backgrounds and experiences. But they all have a couple of things in common. And again, they're smart, they're talented, they've been successful at what they have done, but there's a stuckness to them, right? And so for me, again, with that kind of coach, teach, educate mindset, is I get to work with these people and actually educate them on something that really, again, they just don't know nothing about nothing, but they know they're confused and they're stuck in their professional life, which then rolls into their personal life, right? Absolutely. And they want more control. Control is the word we hear from everybody. I need more control, time, freedom, flexibility, my control over my success, the money, the like all of those things. And then I get to kind of help teach them about this and kind of guide them along the way to not, franchising isn't for everybody. Franchising is actually for really, it's not for most people. But the ones that do is kind of give them that like, whew, oh my gosh, I didn't know, just like I didn't know this was a whole thing. They didn't know this was really possible, and being able to show them that way is, it's a fun experience for me to be able to help them with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And doing this for a decade, I'm sure you've worked with tons and tons of clients. What would you say to someone out there who is thinking about owning a franchise? Why should they come and work with FranCoach?
Well, I'm a little biased. You should work with FranCoach other than anybody else, but maybe we're not for you, right? I guess if you want to be lied to and smoke blown up your backside, we're probably not the people for you with this. But my thing is, if you're thinking about it, it's been on your mind, I don't know if I want control, I'd love to work for myself, I don't know if it's the thing. Instead of sitting there and finding all the reasons to not get on the phone, like just get on the phone with us. And, you know, when we first talk to people, it's the first conversation is like 15, 20 minutes. And I'm like, we're like Geico, 15 minutes and maybe it changes everything down the road. Just have a conversation and learn. What's the worst that's going to happen by talking to our team is you're going to learn something new that's not going to kill you. Right. Maybe you realize this isn't the path for you now, and that's okay. Maybe you file it away for later, but yeah. I mean, maybe, just maybe, you find out it is the pathway and you're like, why the heck? And the amount of times people go, I don't know why I waited so long. To talk to you. I don't know why I waited so long to get into this. It's fear, and fear is of the unknown. And we're just here to help, like, take the unknown to the known. And if that eliminates the fear and brings down the barriers and makes this possible, awesome. If not, well, at least you know something new. And again, that's just, it's not going to kill us.
Absolutely. A little education never hurt anybody. And then finally, Tim, I wanted to ask you if you have a little nugget of advice, something that you'd like to say to people who are soon to be franchise owners. What advice do you have to give them?
So I think there's a couple of things. Number one is when you talk to franchisors and they're going to say, I don't care what franchise in what industry, what's the main thing you're looking for in a franchise owner? They're going to all say the same thing. Follow the plan. So smart, talented, well-educated, highly successful people kind of almost need to be a little dumb. And don't overthink it. Like, McDonald's has got it all figured out. Don't come in there and go, what if we make the Big Mac with three all beef patties? And like, just
right.
Follow the plan and put forth the effort. Those are simple, seemingly simple things, but people can screw that up. The trick is why you use us, is you have to find what's the best fit for you. Not your neighbor, not your brother, not your cousin, not whoever, what's the best for you, right? And then the other little intangible thing is, like, we like to use the letters FSO. And we've talked about this on some of our podcasts too. It's like, figure stuff out. It's a family show. We use other words typically for the S. But if you do not have the mindset of, or the ability to, or the desire to figure stuff out, this is not for you, right? Is it an incredibly well laid out plan the franchisor has? Is there support coming out of your ears from the franchise? Absolutely. But they're not there holding your hand every single day when something, like, you've got to be that person. If you've been the person working for somebody else and you're like, you know I could do it better, and you're just frankly bitching about it, you're the armchair quarterback, okay, maybe not. If you're sitting there thinking, I don't like what's going on, I would have done it this and this way, right? If, again, that figure stuff out mentality, because every decision, like, in as a franchise owner, the buck stops with you there, mm-hmm. folks. So you have to really kind of have that kind of intangible piece of, I'm gonna be smart enough to follow the plan, I'm going to use my resources as needed, but I know it is on me. I want the ball in my hand for that, to make those decisions. So that's the, and not everybody has that or wants that, and that's okay. I think it's one of those like self-realization things that come to play, but follow the plan, put forth the effort, but you got to be ready to have to figure stuff out.
Absolutely. That's a great piece of advice, Tim. And I sincerely hope that everybody who watches this follows that piece of advice.
Me too.
Now, we've covered some franchising and Fran Coach related questions, but I wanted to give people watching a little peek at behind the scenes, Tim. So I'm going to ask you a couple just for fun questions. First off, I want to hear about your brush with fame. So tell us about the most famous person you have ever met. And of course, we're going to need the story.
Fun things. So many, like weirdly, like a lot of different things that I could say, but probably the most famous person that I had an encounter with was The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm pretty sure he will still tell the story too, because it was so impactful for him. But literally at a Waffle House in Phoenix, Arizona, I think probably I'll say like 99, I got introduced to him by a friend of mine. I played college basketball. One of my teammates ended up in the WWE. In fact, for 20 some years, he's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame for them. And so they had a show in Phoenix when I was living there, and I went to, like, I didn't even go to the show. I just like wanted to meet my friend afterwards, and they were staying. And this is like, you think of the big fame and all this stuff, especially like The Rock now. But basically all the wrestlers, they were all staying at a Red Roof Inn, which I'm pretty sure The Rock ain't staying at no Red Roof Inn anymore, right? So they're staying at a Red Roof Inn that literally is right in between a strip club and a Waffle House. And awesome. So I'm at the Waffle House and I'm meeting my friend, and he was, if anybody watches wrestling, my friend was Kane. And at the time he wore a mask. Now, mind you, he was 6'8", 6'9", and 330 pounds, but he wore a mask, so nobody knew who he was. And so, so he'd walked in. There was a kid at the counter talking to his buddy that was working there that was like basically going all like fanboy on The Rock and a couple of the wrestlers that were there. And then my friend walks in and he's like, I don't know who that is. And then he certainly didn't know who I was. And afterwards I got to meet, there was other wrestlers there, but I got a chance to meet The Rock. And I don't want to take full credit for The Rock's success, but I'm saying this is later that week was the first time in wrestling he won like his little championship thing, and then blew up in the WWE, and then became an international like superstar actor and all of the stuff. It happened right after he met me. So is that a coincidence?
No way.
I mean, yes, clearly, but in my mind, I'm going to take credit for it. But it was kind of cool to be able to see him and some of the other guys that you see on TV. Like, again, if you watch wrestling so that was kind of my fame story.
That's a great one. Next time I run into Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I'll have to ask him about that. I'm sure it's stuck in his memory after all these years.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And then Tim, I just have one last question for you, and it is a Fran Coach specific question. As you said, you've been doing this for about a decade. The Fran Coach team has grown pretty big. We have a bunch of expert franchise consultants now at Fran Coach. So which of those expert franchise consultants would you like to trade hair with?
Oh, I would, I don't know that I would take any of their hair because they're, you know, they're kind of ratty. So I'm going to go with our non-coach staff and either our director of operations or director of marketing, because they have like just long hair. And since you're here and Taylor isn't, and you know, she's really blonde. And so like, I would trade hair with you, but I'm not going to do it because like, you know, chicks dig the bald head is my little joke I say to my kid. And fun little fact about franchising is not only has it been amazing for me personally, professionally, flexibility with my kid, this is how I met my wife is in franchising. And she will love to tell the story of, we met once when I was still holding on to the illusion of hair just briefly at a thing. And then we met a few years later and I had given up and I had shaved. And suddenly I went from being creepy to kind of cute. So
it was the bald head that sold her.
it is 100% that she will tell you that very, very quickly. My amazing pickup line skills were in full effect. And then really, since I know she will never listen to this, she stalked me until finally I relented and married her. But again, just all of the fun things. So I would pick yours, but I'm not going to pick any because that probably takes a lot of effort and there's not much with what I have to worry about.
You know what, Tim, I might just have to trade with you because I would love the low maintenance look. But I will say that I approve of and sanction that answer. Tim, it was awesome to get to chat with you. I'm really excited for people to be able to check this out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that's our team. And so thank you for, as always, being a loyal Franchising 101 podcast listener. We hit the top 50 in podcasts on both Spotify and Apple last year, thanks to you. So, keep listening, but you are listening for a reason. Reach out to our team, franchising101podcast.net. brandcoach.net. Again, everything with us is .net. And you pretty much always start with me, even though we've got this amazing team. So just make sure. And again, if you're ever talking to anybody that's not one of those people you just saw, you got the wrong group, folks. We're excited to talk to you, help make 2024 really the start of really everything that's going to be amazing in your life. Take control of it, and we're going to help you create your better tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. We look forward to having an amazing 2024 with you all.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.